Now, notice what Paul does. Verse 4, and finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. Now, this is the verse, of course, that those who believe Paul made a mistake in going to Jerusalem, they use this verse because they said that this man spoke to Paul through the Spirit. And if I understand it correctly, the Spirit's not contradicting himself. What he's saying again is the same thing that he said before. He's not to go up to Jerusalem unless he's prepared to make the sacrifice. And Paul keeps on saying that he's perfectly willing to lay down his life for the Lord Jesus. That is the way I think that it should be understood. Now, friends, Paul did not step out of the will of God when he went up to Jerusalem. To begin with, there was a sentimental reason. He had an offering, and he wanted to present it to the church in Jerusalem by his own hands, because those hands had wasted that church and had been partly responsible for it being brought down to a state of penury. And so Paul wanted to go to Jerusalem. Now, there are some very good reasons to believe that Paul's not out of the will of God, because the church in Philippi, when they found out Paul was in prison in Rome, you remember they sent to him, and they expressed their sympathy. They loved him, and so they are sympathizing with him. But you remember, Paul said, I want you to know that the things which have happened unto me have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. This didn't hinder the gospel. Paul's not out of the will of God. Then you'll remember when the Lord Jesus sent this man, Simon, over to Paul when he was converted. He said, he's a chosen vessel unto me. He's going to appear before kings and rulers. Well, up to this point, he hadn't appeared before kings and rulers. But he is from now on. He's going to go before kings. He'll be before King Agrippa, and he'll be in Rome, and probably he appeared before Nero. And certainly he reached those that were in Caesar's household. Again, we find that from the epistle to the Philippians written from the Roman prison. Now, with all of that information, it's very difficult for anyone to say, at least it would seem to me, well, Paul is out of the will of God. Well, Paul can say, I finished my course when he came to the end of his life. Now, I don't think he could say that. If he'd have to say, as maybe some of us would, for a period of time I stepped out of the will of God. Now, I can look back on my own ministry, and for a very brief time, I'm confident that I stepped out of the will of God. But, may I say to you, I think the Lord has a way of making these things up to us, because I didn't do it purposely. I did it, I think, ignorantly, and I think I did it in a headstrong manner. But I must confess that I feel Paul, being able to say he's finished his course, is not out of the will of God. Now, I spent a little time with that because, as you know, that's a matter of controversy. I have several friends in the ministry. They disagree with me on this particular matter, and we're still friends. I love these brethren in the Lord. I just tell them, I pray for them, they're going to see the light someday. And then one of them told me, he said, you know, when we get in the presence of the Lord, why, we're going to be in agreement. And I said, yes, I was sure of that we'd all agree, because after all, there are always three sides to every question. Your side, my side, and the right side. And when we get up there, we're going to get the right side, and all of us will have that. But until then, I'm sure you'll want to go along with me because you'll want to be right.